Hello, darlings. You're all very welcome to the Gratitude Attitude podcast, the podcast where we talk all things self-development and manifestation. And we are manifesting together. I am manifesting with you in real time and I am loving it. I am manifesting so strong lately, so much, so quickly. It is mad stuff. So what have I been up to this week? So this week I've had a very boring week. And then you know what? It's okay to have some boring weeks. Not that boring, but you know, just very like the weather's a bit shit. I'm at home. I have been in tip all week. Like, and as I would say to you, I'm always on the go, you know, and sometimes you just need actually a little bit of downtime because I go between Tip, Dublin and Donegal. That's my life now. And it's lovely, but it's nice to get a full week at home in Tip. Just to ground myself a bit, you know. I had a bit of Reiki with Leanne and, you know, do my little self-development and my, like, I feel though when I am in Tip, I am much more on the ball with my practices, my self-development practices and stuff. But anyway, that's something I do need to work on to do it mobile, because I'm sure people listening here aren't at home every day. They might be traveling for work, etc. And that is the hard times. They are the hard times to do your self-development. When everything is easy and you're at home, it's easy. It's when things are hard, that's when we need to be really strong and focused. So I'm actually going to Donegal tomorrow for the Easter weekend, but it's long weekend. Tomorrow's Thursday and I probably won't be back till Tuesday. So I mean, that's almost a week. So I'm going to try and take my journals with me, do my meditation, not get sidetracked just because I'm in Donegal, because I'm there so much that, you know, it's good to get my little habits. So I'm here talking to myself. I'm convincing myself here that I need to get on the wagon when I'm in Donegal. But even yourself, wherever you are, we won't use it as an excuse. We won't use it as an excuse not to do our, say, morning routine or our self-development. We will try and do it wherever we are. So that's what I'm going to do this week. I'm going to make an effort. So when I'm talking to you next week, I will have done all my self-development, because I fall off the wagon, same as all the rest of us. I do. I try my best, but I do fall off the wagon. Yeah, so this week I've been on it. The wagon is, you know, full to the brim now. This week I have been flat out, did my Reiki. I really recommend Reiki. That's something. Genuinely, I went to Reiki first. This is the truth. I went to Reiki to Leanne, because Leanne comes to my hair salon, one of my salons in Nina, and I got friendly with her, just chatting, coming in and out of the salon or whatever. And like, I don't do hair, but I'd be in and out. So I'd be just chatting to her, just liked her vibe, and then really clicked with her. And I was like, sure, I'm going to give her the turn. She does this thing called Reiki. I did feel it was a bit woo-woo. Like, I'll be honest, you know, I do believe in the law of attraction and all that, but Reiki to me was another level. So basically, I went just to give her the turn, and like, this is 2 years later, I cannot go more than like 3-4 weeks without my Reiki. It re-centers me. I feel so much better after it. I know it works and I know it's not woo-woo, and I went thinking it was woo-woo. So go yourself, try Reiki. If it's something that you're interested in trying, do try it, because I feel, honestly, it has really helped me. And even the way, you know, she chats to me, and we've lots in common as well. She's got me a lot more woo-woo in the last 2 years from going to Reiki. So yeah, I do recommend Reiki. But yeah, I went to my Reiki this week. I had, you know, did my journaling and did my meditation. Jesus, I'm an angel this week. But yeah, I do fall off the wagon when I go away, so I'm going to try and not do that this week. So what did I do? I literally was in Tip. Patrick came down, Patrick, my partner, came down on, I feel like I'm too old to say boyfriend, but he is my boyfriend. But I said, what do you think? I think, like, I'm 39 and he's 44. So are we too old to be boyfriend and girlfriend? DM me and let me know. But anyway, I call him my partner. I feel like I'm too mature to say. I don't know. I feel like a young one sometimes, but I do think, I don't know. Let me know what you think. But anyway, my partner, Patrick, came down and we went for a hike. We went for a nice meal to Larkins and Gary Kendi. Highly recommend Larkins if you are around. Gary Kendi is a little hidden gem in Tipperary on the lake. Gorgeous spot. So went down to Larkins. Oh, it was a lovely little cosy night there. And we said we'd do a hike on Sunday, but like, it was pure misery. You know, sometimes, you know what? You have to have the down shitty weather and stuff to appreciate the good weather, I suppose. So we won't give out about it. And I still did keep her, but it was like, you know, that rain that's just down all day. And it was just fairly miserable. We went to the top. You're supposed to be able to see like six counties. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was so cloudy and raining. But I did it. And this is the thing. We have to do the doing when, like, it would have been easy Sunday to say I'm going to sit in and watch a movie. And then I wouldn't have felt good about myself. So I got out, did something. So yeah, when it's harder, this is when we need to pat ourselves in the back a little bit more. I seem to be actually doing like a hike a week lately. And I'm loving that. I'm liking the hiking again. Yeah, really liking it. But yeah, we did Keeper Hill and Tip. Would I recommend Keeper Hill? It is good exercise. That's all I'll say. But look, I had a bad experience. There was clouds down all over. And it is a little bit like it's all forestry all the way, most of the way up. We won't use the word depressing, but it's the first one that came to mind. But yeah, there's loads of really nice hikes and Tip. Keeper, I'm on the fence with it. I've done it a few times, but I'm like, it's not my favourite. But maybe like Town Tinna is probably one of my favourites in Tip or my Lossa. But anyway, I'm not here. I'm not Roz Purcell. I'm not here to talk about hiking. I am just filling you in on my weekend. But yeah, we had another random coincidence as well. Me and Patrick. Honestly, they say, so I was chatting to one of the girls at work today and she was saying that there's a name for this because I didn't know there was a name for this. So it's called, is it called the red string effect? I must Google it. Should have done that before I started recording the podcast. But anyway, the red string effect, that means that you and somebody have been around each other for years and years and years in the universe, but you haven't met yet because there's, you know, it wasn't the right time or whatever. And I always think with Patrick, there's so many coincidences with him. Like if you go back a couple of episodes, he built a house in Donegal, which is 4 hours away from here. And I said, he basically copied it off a website that he found randomly online. He copied it off a one-off build in Ireland. And didn't we come across the house? It's literally 1 mile away from my house. Like, and we live 4 hours away from each other. So like just random coincidences. And we came off Keeper Hill the other day and he said, you know what? I'd love to go for one little drink. We called into a pub in Silver Mines. Like I'd never go to Silver Mines for a drink. It's local enough, but like I just never would go there. And for sure, Patrick has never been there. Had never even heard of it. And actually when I looked into Silver Mines, random enough, right? But Silver Mines was a silver mine. I never actually thought about it before, but yeah. And seemingly the wealth that was in that village in the 80s was like second to none. Everyone was making a fortune in the silver mines. Anyway, a little bit of random information for you. But yeah, imagine a big silver mine in the middle of Tipperary. But yeah, went in there. This is just another one of my random coincidences with Patrick. Went in for a drink and sat down. And the owner of the bar says to him, are you from Northern Ireland? And he gets that a lot. People from Donegal seem to get that a lot of it, and they wouldn't be mad about it. I suppose like maybe saying to a Canadian, are you American, or an American, you, I don't know, you know. But anyway, he's like, no, I'm not. I'm from Donegal. And your man said, oh, my mother was from Donegal. Your man that owned the pub in Tipna. And Patrick said, oh, right, what part? Dunloe. And Patrick said, I'm from Dunloe. And then he said, what part of Dunloe? Shaskinroan. Patrick is from Shaskinroan. Now, when I say Shaskinroan, this is not a village. Shaskinroan is like six houses on the side of a random small hill outside Dunloe. Like, of all the places in all the country, like, there's probably literally, okay, maybe 10 houses in Shaskinroan. That is about it. And that is where Patrick was reared. And so, turns out, him and the guy that owned the pub in Silver Mines actually are almost related, like cousins of cousins or something. And they knew loads of people, the same people, and this man has been up in Shaskinroan a million times, and sure, they were chatting then for ages. But yeah, such random little things all the time. And I always think that in life, if you're meant to meet someone, there's always these little hints. I feel like the penny's going to drop someday. There's something with the whole thing with me and Patrick. So many things have happened like that. Last week, I think I told you about the woman I met up in Donegal, and her partner that had passed away had been reared in the same pub as my mother in Templemore. Just random stuff. Anyway, this week I want to talk. Do you know what I want to talk about? Because this is called the gratitude attitude, and I want to double down on the gratitude attitude. And why is it called the gratitude attitude? The reason it's called the gratitude attitude is because I have found gratitude to be an absolute game changer. There are so many ways to manifest, so many ways, okay? And the law of attraction, there is so many different ways, and I've gone through all of them. But to be honest, I feel the life hack, the quick one, the quick fix, and the one that's going to make you happiest is gratitude. So that's what I really want to double down on it today. And I want to, like, if you're doing any of the things that we talk about here, you better be doing the gratitude. The gratitude is the one. That's the game changer. It is literally, it's the ultimate manifestation tool. Gratitude, and it's free and it costs nothing and it makes you happy. And even when I looked it up, I was really looking into it this week. Gratitude is good for your health. I mean, is there any negatives to gratitude? None. There is no negatives to gratitude. So that is why I really, really wanted to, you know, I really want to dive more into gratitude this week and really, really figure out, are you doing it? Are you really being grateful? You know, because like, I do meet a lot of people that tell me they're manifesting. I'm not one to judge, and I'm not always Miss Positive Polly here, right? But I am as much as I can possibly be. And we have we all have our down days, and I do as well. But I meet some people that think that they manifest, but they can't understand why they can't manifest. Say, for example, I met a woman recently, and I know her, and she says, oh, she said, I'm delighted to see you with your new man. Now, she was quite, you know, oh, I'm delighted to see you with your new man. But it didn't come across in her way of speaking because she really wants to meet a man. OK. And she said, I can't meet anyone. I just can't. And everyone I meet, like this fucking idiot. Oh, I shouldn't say fuck. Oh, God. I'm always trying not to curse. Anyway, it's a one-off, all right? Anyway, this Aegis that I met, he wants to meet at the weekend. And I told him I don't meet at the weekends. And this is what I'm dealing with. And eyes up to heaven. And this woman is absolutely lovely. I really, really like her. But I can see that she's not going to manifest a nice man. Because she basically says all the time that they're pains in the arses. She can't meet a nice one. They're hard work. She's coming back to them with negativity. She is pushing them away, even though she thinks she's manifesting. And I'm not judging this woman. I have been there myself and I know exactly. And there's lots of you listening that possibly do these things. It's not just for a man. It's for lots of things. You're so negative about the job that you're in, or you're so negative and not grateful for where you are now. I know that you're not going to manifest if you don't get out of that funk. You have to do the work. You cannot say you're manifesting and then be like, every man's an asshole and I can't meet a man, and then go home and write a gratitude journal. You have to walk the walk and talk the talk. So if your attitude, again, go back to the episode of your attitude affects your whole life. It does. And catch yourself. It's so easy to fall into the negative. So, so easy. It's easier than being positive. But yeah, I can tell by someone straight away if they're a manifester because of their attitude towards things and the way they talk about things. And you have to change that before you can manifest anything. And how to change that is using gratitude on a daily basis. And I might come across as absolutely batshit crazy at this stage because my whole life revolves around being grateful. I am so in the habit. And again, it's a habit. We have to build these habits. I am so in the habit of being grateful. The first thing I do in the morning, and I think I've told you this before. So I've wrote down a few things that I do to like focus on the gratitude because you have to remind yourself. So I use little things. So when I wake up in the morning, my 2 feet come out of the bed and the first foot goes on the ground and I say thank. And the second foot goes on the ground and I know, don't switch off because I sound like a pain in the arse. I don't say it out loud. All right. The second foot goes down and I say you. So thank you is the first thing I say, even though I don't really feel great when I wake up first thing in the morning. Don't really want to be getting up, you know, but aren't we lucky to be getting up? But anyway, the first thing I do is say thank you. And I always write a gratitude list because so many negative thoughts. Like if you're human like me, like I'll be full of negative thoughts in the morning. And oh, this is happening. This is wrong. And I might have some issues and with my family or with Patrick or whatever, thinking bad things, thinking negative stuff. And there's always negatives. People are always annoying us too. And that's okay. But I will sit down and then write a gratitude list, why I'm grateful for Patrick, why I'm grateful for my son, why I'm grateful for this coffee. Literally every morning I have one coffee and I sit and I look at the coffee, and I actually have a special mug that I go for. And when I touch that mug, I say thank you. So I am in the habit of, when I see that mug and I put my hand on it, I say thank you. It just focuses you to be in the moment, really, and to actually say fucking thank you. I know it sounds mad. If you can master this, if you can be as mad as me, I'm telling you, it will work. It will work. I have manifested so many things. My whole life is manifested, and it's doubling. It's manifesting in double time lately. Honest to God, I can't even get into the amount of things that are happening for me at the moment. And it is all true gratitude and all true the manifestation. So look, if you've got this far in the podcast and you are listening, you do believe in it. So I'm going to be really honest. That is how grateful I am. I wake up and I put my 2 feet, 1 foot thank, other foot you. Okay, I get up. I pick up my mug to make my coffee and I say thank you. There's a part of the wall between my house and say I live right beside my parents' house, as in an apartment connected to it, and there's a part in the wall that's sticking down. I can't explain it to you exactly, but when I pass that part in the wall, I always tip it and say thank you. Another little habit. It's like, and I ground myself in that moment, and I'm really thanking, I don't know who I'm thanking, right? But I'm thanking. I'm getting grateful and I'm thinking how grateful I am. But I have picked that particular spot, and I used to do it at work when I worked as a dental nurse a few years ago. I used to walk up the stairs. So the dentists were upstairs and I was on reception sometimes. So as I was running up and down the stairs, I might have to go 20 times a day to put over charts or whatever. I would say, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All in my head, obviously, or I would have been probably fired for being half crazy. But in my head, I was saying thank you on those stairs. So that focused me to say thank you. So like, for example, when I was working as a dental nurse, I was so grateful for that. I was so grateful that I was walking up each step saying thank you, knowing there was better to come for me. I could have been saying, this isn't where I want to be. It wasn't what I wanted to manifest, but I was grateful for where I was then. That's how grateful I was. I was thanking my lucky stars. And then what happened from that? I'm not still there anymore because I manifested more. I now have a couple of businesses. And it all came from being back then, being grateful. So honestly, I don't know how it works, the magic of it. There is actually a bit of science in it. I did look it up, but being grateful is the key. And it is the one thing that changed my whole life. Okay, so every morning, again, I'll write out my gratitude list. That is my non-negotiable. So like, we all have manifestation tools. Journaling is not a non-negotiable for me. Meditation, not a non-negotiable. The one thing that I do every day, like very rarely miss a day, is the gratitude list. Because that is the one thing that I think focuses you, makes you feel in the moment and realize how lucky we are for what we have. And even if things are bad, there is things that you can be grateful for right now. So if things are really shit for you right now, and I'm sure there's someone listening, and there is moments that there's shit for everybody, believe me, if they are, there's something you can be grateful for now. Okay, it is maybe the cup of tea in your hand, the roof over your head, whatever it is, double down on it and find the gratitude within it, because that will help you and that will save you and that will manifest more into your life. So yeah, I'll get up, I'll have my coffee, and I will be grateful looking at that coffee. And I know I sound mad. No one even knows I'm doing this. If I was with Patrick, if he was here, he wouldn't even really know I'm doing it. I'm doing it in my head. So it's all fine. But he's benefiting because his girlfriend is sitting down and she's thinking, I'm so grateful for him. Even though he may have annoyed me about something, right? I'm sure I annoy him about something. But I'll then refocus myself. What am I grateful for in Patrick? How can I be nicer to him? How can I be nicer to my family? You know, you all of a sudden, when you are feeling grateful, you are acting more grateful towards them. You're not, you just have better relationships. So gratitude, I'm telling you, it is key. So yeah, like, it's just all these little habits. So maybe pick something this week, maybe a mug, maybe a spot on the wall that when you touch it, or when you walk down the stairs, or when you get in your car every day, you say thank you for the car. You pick your things. I have my little habits and they work well for me. And I really, every morning, the non-negotiable is writing down the gratitude. I just feel it has been definitely a game changer for me with manifestation. So here are a few things in my research that I have basically figured out like how gratitude helps you manifest and why it's actually good for your health as well. So this is actually good for your health. There is no negatives, okay? And I know we can't be fucking positive all the time. I'm cursing like mad on this podcast. I have a very strong opinion on gratitude, obviously. But yeah, these are a few little things. So positive mindset. So gratitude shifts your focus from what you lack. Exactly. Don't focus on the lack, to what you have. So fostering a more positive mindset is crucial for manifestation. So yeah, if we're always looking in the lack, I haven't used that word in ages, but it's a really good one. If you're looking at the negatives, if you're looking at the, like if you're always trying to get a deal and you're always thinking you're being hard done by, you're looking at the lack, you're not being positive. So stop doing that. So the law of attraction. So gratitude aligns with the principle of the law of attraction, which is what we all want to do. We want to attract a better life. Where focusing on positive aspects of life attracts more positivity and abundance. It just does. Okay, tomorrow when you get up, write your gratitude list, okay? Then I want you to focus on, in general for the day, do for one day, just being more grateful. So say you're arriving into work. I'll do this. I'll sometimes focus myself and say, well, when I go into work this morning now, I'm going to act grateful towards the girls that work for me. I will focus myself on that and ask them, how was their weekend? And instead of negativity, you know, I will. So tomorrow, align yourself that I'm going to have the most grateful day I've ever had. Wait till you see when you act with gratitude to people. When you act positive, rarely do you get negativity back. Your energy can dictate your whole day and how people actually treat you. So if you're positive, you usually get positivity back. And then that attracts better and more positive. And sure, it's all good. Stress reduction. So gratitude reduces stress hormones like cortisol, which can interfere with manifestation efforts and negatively impact your health. So yeah, like cortisol, I don't know. I know it's bad for you. So we don't want to be in that fight or flight mode all the time. So concentrating on what you're grateful for is going to help you. And it's just, again, good for your health. There is no negatives. Improve sleep. Practicing gratitude before bed can lead to better sleep quality, aiding in overall well-being and energy levels for manifesting our goals. Yeah, so we want to manifest our goals. I don't know. I am so grateful for everything I have, honestly. And I sound like I'm in some sort of a mad cult here. I'm not. I'm just doing it myself. And all I've done in the last few years is focus on being grateful. And if you really open your ears, you will see. And this is something I've noticed. I read, I think it's Richard Branson's book, and like loads of really successful people. Open your ears, like J-Lo, and there's all of them. All they talk about is how grateful they are. They know. They have the key. They know, like, this is a little life hack and it's a little trick, but most people don't know it. So I'm telling you this, and you probably know it if you're listening here, but it is a life hack. And the most successful people in the world are grateful and have been grateful since before they were the most successful people in the world. So you have to get grateful now. You can't be grateful when you do get the man or when you do have the business. It's be grateful now for where you are, with what you have now. Focus on what you can be grateful for in the moment. And better will come. So enhanced resilience. So grateful individuals tend to be more resilient in the face of challenges. So bouncing back quicker from setbacks and staying focused on manifesting their desires. So yeah, you're more resilient. It is here in black and white. Increased dopamine. Expressing gratitude activates the brain's reward system, releasing dopamine, the feel-good neurotransmitter, which motivates us to work towards our goals. So again, if you want to manifest the perfect life, or whatever, it doesn't have to be perfect. Nothing is perfect. I don't have the most perfect life, but I know I've manifested an awful lot of things into my life, and I've just manifested a better life and better relationships through gratitude. Boosted immunity. So gratitude has been linked to strengthening immune function, keeping the body healthy and better equipped to manifest intentions. So there you go. Gratitude boosts your immunity and better relationships. Again, I know this is the case. I have better relationships with so many people, and now my network is massive. Now I am friends with so many people because I'm a positive vibe. When you meet me, I'm genuine. I'm not putting it on. I am grateful to be there, and I'm grateful to meet you, and we'll have a chat and it'll be all good, and we'll end up having a closer relationship. Because if you met me a few years ago and I was just a negative person, like, maybe you wouldn't have been bothered, you know? You wouldn't be in my network. People wouldn't want me in their network. So yeah, I have much better relationships now. Gratitude fosters stronger social connections and deeper relationships, providing a supportive network for manifesting goals and maintaining overall well-being. And last week we spoke all about that, that basically your circle is so important and they all have to be very, you know, into the whole. Like really, like I'm fairly strict. Like my circle have to be, they really have to be into this. Like they have to be into self-development and being positive. Like Patrick isn't following the law of attraction, my partner, but he is. He just doesn't know he is. You know, there's a lot of people out there like that, and that's cool. They can be in our circle. They don't have to know what it is they're doing. Patrick is just a positive person. He just looks on the bright side and he's grateful for what he has. And he's grateful for the simple things in life. And that is why he manifests really fabulous things like a girlfriend like me. No, I'm joking. But, you know, that is why he has, you know, a nice life and he has good relationships with his kids and he has great relationships with his family. But he doesn't actually know it. So there's plenty of people out there that don't know that they're following the law of attraction, but they are. And you know, we at least we can be totally aware and double down on it. Longevity. So research suggests that gratitude practices are associated with a longer lifespan, promoting overall health and providing more time to manifest and enjoy the fruits of one's efforts. Exactly. We're not going to manifest all this stuff and then die young. OK, it's not happening. We are going to have a nice, long, healthy life and we're going to manifest everything it is that you want. And whether that's health, whether that is wealth, whatever it is, you can manifest it. But I am telling you now, snap into a positive mindset and watch out for if you are a person that says that they're manifesting, but you're not. Because I have met so many people like that. I'm like, you're not doing it. You think you're doing it, but you're not doing it. Do not fall at the last hurdle, which is basically you're saying you're a manifester and you're being negative, you know. So just focus on the gratitude. Do that for me this week. If you do nothing else for me this week, focus on what you are grateful for. There has to be something. And I am telling you, it is a game changer. The whole thing. The gratitude is the start of it. Start, beginning, middle and end. There's hundreds of things you can do to manifest. But the gratitude is number one. It is the main thing. It'll get you in a good vibe, in good form. It cannot do you any harm. Okay, it's not going to do you any harm, but so much good can come out of it. So yes, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. I hope that you go away now and be really grateful. Okay, get your grateful mug, get out of the bed and say thank you with your 2 feet. And you are lucky to be able to put those 2 feet on the ground. So yeah, enjoy your week. If you can do anything for me. Again, I always say it, I don't have a sponsor here. I don't have any paid ads or anything like that. This is just randomly, you know, I'm throwing it out there to the universe, hoping that someday I can manifest having Ireland's number one podcast or even number one self-development podcast would do me just fine. But yeah, if you can do anything for me, I don't want to be paid for this content, nothing. It's all free for you. I'm sitting here giving you my time. And all I ask is that you share this either on your social media or with a friend. If you do that, you will help grow this podcast for me and you will help me manifest my dreams. I will help you and you're helping me. And that is how it works. So thank you so much for everyone who has shared it so far. I have more than doubled my listenership in the last few weeks. And then what happens is hopefully after you double, then it'll go quicker and quicker because all of the new listeners are now sending us to their friends. So that's all I'd ask. I would really appreciate it. If you are on Instagram, I am Anna O'Connor 26. I do be on my stories here and there chatting and come with me to Donegal for the week. I'll have a few stories up, I'm sure. I'm also on the Gratitude Attitude on Instagram. I am on TikTok, Anna O'Connor 26, I think. And yeah, I'll just give me a follow, like, share, whatever it is. Or, you know, send me a message. Let me know how you're getting on. Let me know if the Gratitude Attitude has done anything for you or has helped you in any way, because I love getting those messages. They absolutely make my day and I get them and I love them and I really, really appreciate them. So if you've sent me a message like that, thank you, thank you, thank you. Enjoy the rest of your week. Mind yourself. Be grateful. And thank you, thank you, thank you.